This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale Marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed yesterday by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France Sebastien Lecornu in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale Marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment weapons, and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. The deal is expected to generate thousands of jobs and revenue for micro, small and medium enterprises. Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly has passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on 22nd of this month. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after three-hour-long discussion. Speaking yesterday at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence met in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of BJP MP Radha Mohan Singh. During the meeting, the committee heard oral evidence from representatives of the Ministry of Defence as part of its examination of the subject titled A Review of the Resettlement Policies, Healthcare Facilities and Avenues for Ex-Servicemen. National Investigation Agency, NIA Court, in Delhi has extended the 2611 terror attack mastermind Tahavur Rana's custody for 12 days. The NIA had sought a 12-day extension from the court after the expiry of the 18-day custody that had earlier been granted to the probe agency. Tahavur Rana, who was recently extradited from the United States, was produced before the NIA court yesterday. Union Minister of Agriculture, Farmers' Welfare and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, held a virtual dialogue with all 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, across the country. In his address yesterday, Mr. Chauhan emphasized the need to work in a campaign mode for the development of the agriculture sector. He noted that agriculture is a vast sector with about 45% of the population directly dependent on it and contributing approximately 18% of the country's GDP. The minister affirmed the need for continuous and effective efforts to further strengthen this crucial sector. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will hold a workshop at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan, New Delhi today to explore opportunities for MSMEs, micro, small and medium enterprises within the National Green Hydrogen Mission. This workshop will explore the critical role of MSMEs in shaping a sustainable hydrogen economy. MSMEs are vital to accelerating innovation and growth in this emerging sector. Indian women's baseball team secured a spot in Women's Asian Baseball Cup 2025 after beating host Thailand 6-5 in the Super Round of the qualifiers. India advanced to the Super Round after winning all three of its pool matches, including a close 2-1 win over Pakistan. India will face Indonesia in today's gold medal match, while Thailand will take on Pakistan for the bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 8 wickets at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. Batting first, Gujarat Titans posted 209 for 4 in 20 overs, with skipper Shubman Gill contributing 84 runs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals chased down the target with 2 wickets down in just 15.5 overs, powered by Vaibhav Suryavanshi's 101 off 38 balls. Suryavanshi was named player of the match. He hit the century of just 35 balls, the second fastest in IPL history, behind only Chris Gayle's 30 ball in 2013. Today, host Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at 7:30 p.m. The World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, which is scheduled from the 1st to 4th of May, places India at the center stage of global creativity. In an article, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that the conceptualized under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, WAVES is a transformative movement that will redefine the media and entertainment landscape. And that is the end of this news bulletin.